This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of people have been displaced by the Alexander Mountain Fire near Loveland. For now, it's Colorado's largest active fire. And CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
Roof and Steve Zuloff haven't been able to return home. They left after they saw smoke blowing towards them. For the last 2 days, the couple and their dog, Yoda, have been staying in a hotel.
Right now, our cats are up at the Humane Society. He was taking care of the paperwork, and I was looking for hotels.
Ruth says they're lucky. Most of the hotels in the area are full. There are evacuation centers at Island Grove Regional Park in Greeley for evacuees with larger animals, and at Foundations Church in Loveland for people who can't find a hotel room. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
FEMA has authorized funding to help fight the quarry fire in Jefferson County, where hundreds of homes have been evacuated. There's much more about Colorado's wildfires at CPR.org. Supporters have turned in signatures for a ballot initiative that could change Colorado's elections. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva.
The initiative would do two big things. One, it would create an open primary system in Colorado where voters would choose among all candidates, regardless of party, with the top four vote-getters advancing to the general election. And then two, that general election would be decided by ranked choice voting. Advocates say these changes would give independent voters and candidates more of a role in elections. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
It's staying sunny and hot this weekend. This is CPR News.